B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston, the new Hot 96.9,
a Beasley Media Group station.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Rihanna and other celebrities helping the Bahamas. Grammy-winning songwriter has died, and the People's Choice Award nominees are out, and they are officially doing too much. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, Cardi B is actually defending trashing 10-year-olds.
Leroy has your sports.
And Christmas in September kicks off tonight.
But first, it is the first official day back to school for Boston Public Schools today. It's also the first day for new superintendent Brenda Caselia. She'll be greeting students at the Burke High School and is vowing to visit every school in her district in 100 days. So good luck to all the Boston Public Schools and kids going to school everywhere. Seeing the devastation in the Bahamas has some celebrities giving back. Rihanna says that she's figuring out how best to help through her foundation. Ludacris announced that proceeds from his annual Luda Day weekend charity event will go to help the Bahamas, and also Tyler Perry, who has a home in the Bahamas, vows to help the residents financially as well. Grammy-winning songwriter LaShawn Daniels has died. Daniels, most known as the man behind the Destiny's Child hit Say My Name, as well as Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine. He also worked with Beyonce, J-Lo, Michael Jackson, and Daniels' wife said that he died in a car accident. He was only 41 years old. And the People's Choice Award nominations are out, and they are just doing too much. So the good news is they've reduced the number of nominees from 12 to 8 in each category.
Yeah.
But they have way too many categories. 43 categories.
43?
Do we really? Oh, right. Like for the movies, there's like movie of the year, then comedy, then drama, then animated, then
that doesn't make it special.
Family, then it's just too much. But voting is open now through October 18th at pca.eonline.com, and that'll air live on November 10th.
They're doing too much, but I will say this is like the one legit award show, because it's like you're giving the people who actually view it and pay for it and all that stuff the vote.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Kevin Hart is still recovering from his car crash, but he is catching some heat for an exchange involving Lil Nas X. So on Tuesday's episode of The Shop, Lil Nas X was asked about his decision to come out as gay when he did and was interrupted.
And with all that early success, you felt it was important to make an announcement recently.
He said he was gay, so what?
Okay, and people were quick to go at Kevin, saying that he didn't simply listen and offer Lil Nas the space to tell his own story. So Lil Nas X went on to say that his decision to come out at a high in his career was to show that he wasn't doing it for attention, but to show fans that his sexuality is not important. Rapper Azealia Banks, whose name you don't hear unless she's trashing someone, is back in the news, and this time she's going after everyone's favorite juice singer right now, Lizzo. She is under fire for a post she made on social media saying Lizzo is pretty much a fat girl joke that's gone on too long. And that quote, "The song is not good, nor is the dumpy fat girl spectacle live set she does."
Can somebody name me an Azealia Banks?
No.
I was going to say,
no.
Forget about a good Azealia Banks song. An Azealia Banks song.
Absolutely not.
So why do people pay attention when she trashes anybody?
All she does is troll, and that's all anyone knows her for, is for trolling.
If you know what? If Lizzo is only getting attention because she's overweight, Azealia Banks, maybe you should gain some pounds so you can get some attention then.
She went on to say, like illiterate Cardi and fat Lizzo, they are really choosing the worst of the black women's crop to advertise America with. Saying the point of her post is to say she thinks Lizzo is talented, but that, quote, she looks like she's making a fool of her black self for a white American public. And Cardi B wants everyone to know she was not trashing 10-year-old boys earlier this week. I told you guys yesterday Cardi was on Instagram Live talking about 10-year-old quadruplets who put out a Cardi B diss track.
Not gonna let no little white boys motherfucking come at me all motherfucking day long. Man, shut the fuck up and stay in your motherfucking place. Go drink your motherfucking milk, bitch.
Cardi says, first of all, I was talking about a fan base that was coming for me when it comes to album and Grammys, and people chopped my video to make it seem like I was talking about those kids. So she says, you know, she's talking about a general group of people, not specifically
those
boys.
Screw all young white boys.
Exactly. And she's like, why aren't you
guys? Four.
But she does make a point. She's like, why isn't anyone going after them for talking crap? Why is it going to be me?
Because they're 10, and they did a 10-year-old, jokey diss track.
They're doing it for attention, for sure, and they did get the attention, so... All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Red Sox are still fighting for their season. They knock off the Twins 6-2. Colin Kaepernick tweeted out a video of him working out with Odell Beckham Jr. Will a team give him a chance? I don't know. We'll see. and the wait is over. Yes, yes, the NFL's 100th season begins tonight.
Play that shit. Play that shit. Yay, area.
Packers.
Oh, yay, area. Yay, area.
Oh, my God. Packers, Bears, I can't wait. It goes down at 8:20. And at the same time, I'm just going to hit y'all over the head with this. A survey came out for the most annoying teams to NFL fans entering this season. Where do you think the Pats came in at?
Number one, of course.
Wrong. They came in at number two.
Whoa, hold
two.
On.
I know who it is, number one. Cowboys fans.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'm telling you how I know, because I have them all over my Facebook timeline. They're messaging me all the time, just talking so much crap. I'm like, when's the last time the Cowboys have done anything? Yes.
Yeah, the Cowboys.
What the hell have the Cowboys done?
They're just annoying. I mean,
this isn't like this.
They're America's team, Romero.
Yeah, because in almost 30 years ago, they were really good. Or back in the 70s, they were really good. Really? You're hanging on to that?
Yeah. Well, again, the Pats are number two. I say it's excellent. Embrace being the bad guy. They are the NWO of sports. Enjoy the game tonight. Sox Twins at 7:10, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. As kids are heading back to school, another reason that teachers are the real MVPs. Romero, this one is especially for you. Ooh. So this is a tweet from a teacher in Chicago that I follow, at Teach Mr. Reed. So the tweet said, a kid farted in class, the silent but deadly kind, but then blamed it on another kid next to him. Number two got extremely defensive, like almost to the point of tears. So I took the fall and said it was me, guys. Oh, I was shamed for it, but the sacrifice needed to be made. Shout out to Mr. Reed
and all
the teachers who take one for the kids every day.
Shout out to Mr. Cardarelli in the fourth grade. The only real memory I have of school was a time that he farted in front of the class. Literally lifted up a leg, and he goes, sometimes when you got to fart, you fart. And he just let one out.
That's your good news in this report, made up by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. We're always here to get you there.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.